I mentioned earlier two blokes into custody, as they should have been, and the police have done a good job after this robbery of Julian Stewart. And as I disclosed yesterday, I reported the story yesterday morning very early, and then I was told that I knew the person who'd been robbed, and yes, I did. I've known him for over 30 years. It led to a conversation between myself and Julian, an inspiring young fella at 42 years of age, confined to a wheelchair, but it didn't dampen his enthusiasm for life when we spoke yesterday, and he's back on the line right now. Julian, g'day.
G'day, Ray. How are you, mate?
All right, champion.
I'm just calling you this morning. I just wanted to thank the police for the way they've looked after me. They've been wonderful. And also I want to thank the people of Australia for all their love and support. And I'm very happy that one of the accused has handed himself in to police. At least he showed some common sense. I just want to send a message out to all the young people of Australia that life is a wonderful gift. And every young person has a gift and a purpose in life. And it's up to us to find our gift and purpose in life. And I just hope that all young people out there find that and go ahead with their life and be the best that they can be and help one another. And that's the message that I want to get across to everyone out there, because I love life and I love to see people enjoying their life and living it to the full.
You're a fantastic fella. We'll let the court process proceed with these two blokes and we'll see what happens. God love you. Look after yourself. It's lovely to hear your voice again today.
Thank you very much, Ray. Bye, mate.
Ta-da. That's Julian Stewart. And as I told you, I missed yesterday's program. I first encountered Julian, who's now 42, as a young boy, carried by his dad, Bobby Stewart, into the Jeff Fenwick fights, sitting ringside, and the champ loved him and still does, and looked after him. And he was only a little boy then, and we haven't had a lot of contact in recent times, but what an inspiring man, confined these days to a wheelchair, suffering with paraplegia and, of course, cerebral palsy, but just so eloquent in his appeal to everyone in difficult times to look on the bright side, so to speak. Just a fantastic young man, Julian Stewart. And look, I've had any number of requests regarding trying to help Julian financially. We found out how much money was taken from him, and he's not out of pocket, I can assure you of that, in relation to that. And he doesn't want or need your help, but he needs your support, and you've shown that support in large lumps, and for that he's grateful.